The Psalm 40, please, and a couple of verses just to read there. The Psalm 40, and we read verse 6 down to verse 8. Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire, mine ears hast thou opened. Burnt offering and sin offering hast thou not required. Then said I, lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me, I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. I draw your attention to those words in verse 7. Lo, I come. Lo, I come. These are the words of the Saviour. This is a messianic psalm. We know that. And these words are very often quoted, this part of the psalm, very often quoted in the New Testament. And it is known as a reference to the Lord Jesus and to his coming. He is the coming one. And you'll notice that he says, I come. He doesn't just say, I go. He could have said, I go. You know, he's in heaven. He's in the Father's presence, in the bosom of the Father. He could say, I go. But he's telling us, I'm coming. I'm coming. And that's different, isn't it? Because he's not thinking so much about what he's leaving. And he's not kind of going with a grudge. A go. I have to go. No, no, that's not the attitude. A go. It's not cold like that. It's a come. There's a gladness about it. He's thinking of us. He's thinking of our situation. And our situation's a very needy situation. We're needy sinners, aren't we? We need him to come. We're poor and needy. And we're sinners. And we need a cleansing. And we need a washing. And we need a saviour. And we need help. And we need light. And we need someone to empower us and govern us and rule us. And take us out of this dark world into the heavenly glory. We can't get there by ourselves. But there's one in heaven who says, lo, lo, I come. I come. And you know how the bride responds to that. The voice of my beloved. Behold, he cometh. He cometh. And so the Saviour's behold, or lo, I come, is echoed by us. Lo, he cometh. He cometh. And I want to think for a few moments about the comings of the Lord Jesus that we need. The comings for us and the comings to us that our Lord Jesus Christ does. Because there are several comings, and all of them we need. And of course, the first one, and in the context, is the incarnation. That's the context of this all. I'm coming. I'm coming into the world. A sacrifice and offering isn't enough. All those lambs in the temple being slain, that's not enough. A body hast thou prepared me. I've got an ear, and it's going to be bored. I'm going to be the servant of the Jehovah God, my Father, and lo, I come. And so there's the incarnation in mind here. And he came into the world. He came to the manger. He came to the sinful world. I come to a sinful world that my Father loved. And he sends me into it. And I come. It's just not that I go and I have to go. No, I'm coming. I'm leaping. I'm coming joyfully and gladly. He's pictured as coming, leaping over the mountains, skipping over the hills, all those difficulties. He's just skipping them. Nobody ever skipped over hills except our Savior. He was so keen. He was so enthusiastic. He has joy in his coming. And he comes. Comes to the rejection of men, and he comes to all the abuse at the hands of the Pharisees. He comes to the cross. To the agony of Calvary, knowing what was before him, the darkness and the pain and the shame, and yet he still says, I come, because he comes for us, comes to save us, comes to regenerate us, comes to make us his people, and he comes to bring us to glory and to himself. What a Savior. Lo, I come. I come. So he comes in the incarnation. But, you know, he also has to come to us in the Word, doesn't he? And by the Spirit. Yes, we know the history. We know he came in the incarnation. We know all the facts and the theology of the advent of our Lord and how he come. But you know, he has to come to us in the Word. Because we're in a hard place and our hearts are hard. The Bible says we have stony hearts and we need a new heart. And we need the Lord to come and to give us a new heart and to bring the Word to us, the Word that breaks us like a hammer and melts us like a fire. He comes in his Word. Lo, I come. I'm coming to melt my people. I'm coming to woo them and to win them. I'm coming to call them out of the world and out of sin and to draw them to myself. And he comes, and he's come. If we're saved, he's done that. He's come in the Word, and he's opened our hearts. And we need him to come in the Word still, don't we? That's why we come here every week, so that the Lord will come in the Word, and he'll speak to us. It's not just enough the minister coming. Yes, I come. I come with my sermon. I hope I come with the same joy and enthusiasm of my Lord, but it's not enough. We need the Lord to come. To come with the preacher, to come before the preacher, and to accompany us, and to bring his Word to our hearts. And he does come. He promises, he says, lo, I come. I come on the Lord's day. I come into the house, into the assembly. I come to bring the feed and the edification to my flock. Lo, I come. And we can say, behold, he cometh. He's here today. He's come in the Word. And he's ministered to us. And that idea of the Lord's coming is often found in Scripture. Do you remember how Paul said to the Ephesians, how he came, Christ came, and preached peace to you? He actually came to Ephesus. Now, the incarnate Christ in the days of his flesh never went outside the confines of Palestine in the main, but he came to Ephesus in the Spirit, in his Holy Spirit, and in his Word. And Ephesus was changed. And that's what we need. That's what our churches need. That's what we should be praying for next week. For the Lord to come in the Word. And to depend on nothing else. To lay aside the gimmicks and the nonsense and everything that we're depending upon to bring down the power of God. All we need is a coming Christ with his Word. And he says, lo, I come. Remember how he said, I stand at the door and knock. If any man open the door, I will come. I will come into him and sup with him. Yeah, the whole church can knock me out. But if there's one man, if he just opens his door, I'll come into him. I'll sup with him. Are you that man? Am I that man? No matter about anybody else, are we having fellowship with the Lord? Is he coming? Can we say, behold, he cometh, my beloved, I hear his voice, he's skipping over the hills and the mountains, lo, he cometh, just as he said, lo, I come. So he comes in his Word and with his Spirit. He says, I'll come to him. Remember the upper room discourse? Oh, if a man keeps my commandments, if a man loves me and he does my will, he says, I'll come to him. Me and my Father will come to him and we'll take up our abode with him. Lo, I come. And so this is a coming in the ministry and in the Word and by the Spirit. And I hope we know something of that in this house week by week and as we come to the Scriptures. But then there's the table too. Doesn't he come to the table? He must come to the table. Surely we expect him to come here. If there's any place where he comes, it must be here. Doesn't he lay it? Doesn't he set it? Doesn't he say, this is my body, this has been broken for you, this is my blood, this has been shed for you, I've laid the table, I've set the table, this do in remembrance of me. So come, come to the table. And if we come to the table, do we not expect our Lord to come? Is this not the place, the very place where we would expect and anticipate him who says, lo, I come? And so he comes to us here. He's here today. He's here for you, brother and sister. As you eat his body and drink his blood, he's here for you, though he comes. He comes in the feast. He comes in the meal. And he presents himself to you
to feed upon.
Lo, I come. And then, of course, there is the second coming, isn't it? And doesn't he repeat and echo these words so often, especially in the book of the Revelation? Behold, I come quickly. My reward is with me, and my work before me. And so, lo, I come. I come. If I go to heaven, I'll come again. I'll come again and receive you unto myself, and I'll bring you to myself. I'm coming to bring you to myself. Yes, I've come for you, to die for you. I've come in the word to melt you and to draw you. I've come to you in the table to build you up and make you strong. But one day, I'm actually coming in my person, and I'm going to bring you with me, to be with me forever and ever. Lo, I come. These words aren't David. This isn't David speaking. I don't know how the Jews get beyond this verse. This is Messiah. This is Christ. This is our Lord Jesus. That's what he's promised us, brethren and sisters, to come. So expect him. Anticipate him. Wait upon him. And when he arrives, say he comes. He has come. He has come. The one who says, "Lo, I come," a blessed Saviour. How he loves us. How he must love us. Like, what are we to come for and to come to? What are we? What do we think of ourselves? We're nothing. Why would ever want to come to us? I never know. But yet he has this keenness and enthusiasm. It's just the Lord, isn't it? There's no one like the Lord. Lo, I come. Even so come, Lord Jesus. Even so come.